Congress working to enact Trump's prescription drug price plan. Congress is collaborating with the White House to enact a version of President Donald Trump's most favored nation drug price policy, Representative Brett Guthrie confirmed on March 17. We're still working with the White House to see where we can go, Guthrie, chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, told the Epoch Times on March 16. Guthrie said there had been several meetings with White House staff members to work out details for enacting legislation that would advance the president's goal of creating affordable drug prices. Trump called upon Congress to codify his prescription drug price reforms into federal law during the State of the Union address on February 24. Guthrie's comments provide the first clear acknowledgement that the Energy and Commerce Committee, which holds jurisdiction over the matter, is actively working on the issue. In May 2025, Trump announced the Most Favored Nation policy, which is intended to ensure that Americans pay no more for prescription drugs than do consumers in other developed nations. Drug makers have long charged U.S. customers more than triple the prices charged in other wealthy countries, many of whom have leveraged the buying power of national health plans to reduce their costs. The White House has so far announced price reduction agreements with 16 major drug manufacturers. Under my just enacted Most Favored Nation agreements, Americans, who have for decades paid by far the highest prices of any nation for prescription drugs, will now pay the lowest price for drugs anywhere in the world. However, not all drugs are currently covered by the agreements, according to statements from some drug makers. When specific drug discounts have been announced, they have been significant, ranging up to 70%. Most details of the pricing agreements are confidential. Pricing deals announced by the White House appear to be in effect for 3 years, according to statements from several drug makers. If the Most Favored Nation plan were enacted into law, the policy would not be subject to change by a future president. Some drug makers have said that the possibility creates uncertainty for future business prospects. The specifics of these proposals and policies are evolving, and as a result, there is uncertainty as to how these and other potential legal and regulatory changes may impact our business, Gilead Sciences wrote in a February 24 filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Nathan Worcester contributed to this report.